The city of Milwaukee has issued orders to knock down most of what's left of the former Northridge Mall. Mayor Tom Barrett says the site owned by a Chinese company has become a public safety hazard. However, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports, any removal of the buildings will take time, and replacement plans aren't yet clear.
Northridge Mall on Milwaukee's far northwest side closed 16 years ago. Part of the site has been redeveloped, but most of the buildings remain vacant. Almost all are owned by a Chinese firm, U.S. Black Spruce Enterprise Group. City of Milwaukee officials have been urging Black Spruce to develop the property, but say the company has refused to move forward. Meanwhile, says Northridge area alderperson Shantia Lewis, vandalism has increased.
Every single day there's been a break-in or someone dumping something illegally. Truly, it's been insane. And now more and more kids are getting access into it. And then we've seen signs of a homeless population.
Tom Mashevsky of the Milwaukee Department of Neighborhood Services adds that the former mall now needs an estimated $6 million in repairs to restore it to useful condition.
There is significant damage to the mechanical systems. The exterior is showing signs of distress. The freeze-thaw cycle has compromised the roof.
But Mashevsky says the three parcels of property, about 900,000 square feet of most concern to the city, have an assessed value of just more than $80,000. Under state law that calculates the cost of repairs and property values, the city says it has the authority to take the step it did Thursday, issue three orders to raise and remove the buildings. Mayor Barrett says he's also concerned about future liability costs.
What would happen if something horrible happened to someone who came in here illegally? Who is going to be responsible for that?
Barrett says Black Spruce Enterprise Group has 20 days to respond to the raise orders. The mayor says it would cost a lot of money to tear down the buildings and clear the land. He says if Black Spruce refuses to pay, the city would go ahead and then put the cost on the company's property tax bill. Barrett and Alderperson Lewis say it's too early to say what might go into the former Northridge property, but say the vacant buildings have impeded redevelopment. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.